From Nathan Baker and Colin Carroll.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Jack Houghton.
George Lloyd and Junior.
Fuck off!
Get some mics and make a podcast. Throw it on YouTube. Throw it on fucking iTunes. Make a website.
Someone's going to buy it.
No, it
no, it's free. Yeah,
who's
going
to download it? Who's going to find it?
Crazy Essence Boys.
The Crazy Essence Boys.
Yay. <Essence.
laughs> Come on, update.
What's it doing?
Changed my bio, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, you're... I'm that guy. No, not that one. No, not that one. That one. Something.
Sorry. That guy from that thing. No, not that. Yeah, that. Even though I'm not from anything.
Reddit,
I copied that,
maybe.
I don't.
Oh, no, Nintendo's gonna die.
Implode.
How am I gonna get funny things? How am I gonna think of funny things? Stories and memes. What am I gonna do?
When you go home?
I posted something on there this morning. It's doing quite wrong.
What was you post?
Something. It was someone tweeted Stephen Fry like gay fuck. And
he
replied to it like yeah. Thank you, but A, I'm busy.
Right, I'll put it on
B, you. I'm miles away, and C, I'm taken. But thanks for the offer. I thought, wow, that'll be on Reddit.
Yeah,
I went on Reddit, I was like, it's not on there.
Lovely
I can
offer,
post it on Reddit.
A, busy, B, miles away, and C, spoken for. Does that mean as a boyfriend?
I think so.
Yeah.
I imagine.
But how very flattering.
he apologised, though. He was like, oh, Stephen Fry, I'm so sorry. That was my mate at school who took my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Really
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah,
he was like, yeah. That's okay, it made me laugh.
Oh, at least he got tweeted by Stephen Fry.
I unfollowed him because he's so boring.
I thought, yeah, I got annoyed at him.
So boring. But he follows all his fans. Well, not all of them. He follows like 53,000 people.
Yeah, but he doesn't look at them, does he? That's the thing,
no,
isn't
he? If you get followed by Stephen Fry, it's still cold.
Yeah.
Okay, and followed by Justin Biebs. I'm always on a quest for the Biebs to follow me.
Why?
Because you gain like 1,000 believer followers and they don't unfollow you just because.
You post shit like.
I hate Justin
got Bieber. Got some czar.
Got some
czar. Little chicken.
And I post jokes
on.
That no one would get. Am I Ricky Gervais and you're Steve Merchant?
We haven't got anyone to bully, really, though.
Not George. Well, no. You got a lot, got no one to bully. Well, it's basically been what you always do to me.
No, we don't.
Fanta.
What did he say? Fanta. We should post this to YouTube. So just like podcast number
see
one.
See if anyone likes it.
Essex number chats number one.
No, crazy Essex boys.
Crazy Essex
boys.
We're
the crazy Essex boys.
And the little thumbnail would just be like 5 naked guys.
What? All right.
And that picture of Connor and Jake, right?
And Jake isn't here.
Ah, he will be one day.
Doesn't matter.
When he's done his live
special guest.
I bet it sounds really shit as well. It's all windy. And I bet you miss what George says when he talks.
He's saying
oh no, everyone's missing what all of our two views. That's going to be me and you.
So many insights into George's mind. We're missing them.
We should upload it to Nathan Baker is cool. Finally get some views on my channel.
We need our own Crazy Essex Boys YouTube channel.
That is the bit. Nathan Baker is cool. I love that. No, the thing is, everyone just, like, some people take some weird look on YouTube, don't they? Like, I uploaded a video when I was, like, younger.
You uploaded a video?
Yeah, football skills, football skills, and football skills too.
Yeah.
With a ball that was about this big.
Ah!
And yeah. Someone was like, you're fucking shit.
Yeah, and then there's...
You cunt.
And then there's... I was, like, 12. And then there's people, like... There's people, like, oh... No, I'm fucking leave him alone.
Yeah.
It's only 12.
I'd like to see your skills.
Yeah. And you've got a video on YouTube, you deep-throating a banana.
What? What?
Where's that?
I didn't see that one.
No, I didn't.
No. Remember that now.
That was at my house, wasn't it?
You and Greg, or?
I don't know. I was drunk, and they asked me to do it.
No, it was like
no, because
GCSEs
also they made me get a metal scar and rub my ass with it. Oh, that was a mental moment.
I'm not judging.
Links in the description.
The worst thing about those football skills videos is they have like 7,000
I know.
That's 4 years though.
And the funny thing is, they've been on there long enough, right? And people have still been watching them because, you know, they've like recently done likes and dislikes. A couple of them have likes and dislikes. There's like a good 50 on each.
I've got a video.
I'll be slapped.
Of there, of a happy slap. It's got like
you
60. It's got over 60,000
views. Johnny Pope.
Over 60,000 views, and people are like, "You're an immature cunt. You're the one fucking good YouTubing fights." And you're decided to watch.
Adam Jim comes in, he just goes, "Bad."
Why are there allergy tablets
on the table?
Oh. From the here, I don't get it. There's no trees around here, but like plants. There's no bloody plants.
There's three over there.
I'm not even getting hungry.
One big over there. Yeah, I've run out of oxygen.
Oh, I thought by the sea was meant to be. I know, wouldn't
less.
It? Yeah, less. Alright, sorry, David Attenborough.
Mate, Michael Fish, alright.
I don't get that.
No, you don't know much.
We don't know enough about nature programs. No, to know other than David.
We just know if you're stuck on a survival island, the best thing to do is drink your own piss.
Drink your own piss.
You say weatherman. Weatherman. It's like, it's not Spider-Man. Spider-Man, not Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. The amazing Spider-Man.
John Spider-Man.
Batman.
I do want another slush puppy.
Yeah, slush puppy.
I want that orange one. What was the one next to it? Like lemon.
Crazy lemon.
Lemon, oh.
Why are you on lemon slush puppy? It's like yellow snow.
So refreshing.
Lemon's nice.
Yellow snow.
No, it's like.
What the fuck was that?
It probably wouldn't be blowjob, but.
See, look, that shit's gotta be animated. Are we calling it a day? Podcast number one.
No.
Right?
No?
No,
I don't mind.
What's the YouTube video link anyway?
It's unlimited.
Is it unlimited now?
You get 10 hours of Nancat. Obviously unlimited.
No, because you have to like...
10 hours of the Star Wars canteen song.
We should do what they do on Rooster Teeth, just get really drunk and do it. Just talk shit.
We'll just do it over Skype or something. That'd probably work better. And sitting around a fucking mobile phone.
No, it's not as funny over Skype.
No, video Skype.
We'd have to, like...
Yeah, I guess.
We could.
Please tell me we can see what you're doing, because otherwise... it's not going to mean anything.
It's not a podcast, is it? You can't get it on iTunes.
It's a vlog.
I love that.
Jack.
10 hours of this.
Boy, it should be spelled B-O-I-Z.
What?
I said, uploading a podcast. Crazy Essex voice, and he said, "Surely the fortune is on point."
That could be that like outro music. So thanks for listening, and now.
Each
week, that's how I want to do it. This is the Star Wars.
One with the big lips.
Big lips over there.
Oh my god, my heart is beating now. I thought he was about to say, I've never seen something.
I thought he was all about
the.
Oh,
wait.
No. All right, Lucasfilm. Watch Star Wars, kids, it's awesome.
Oh, we're gonna get a copyright strike.
No, it's all right.
The first video.
I've done the disclaimer that it's not ours. All right, it's a Lucasfilm. It will forgive us.
George Lucas hates everyone.
Watch Star Wars, kids. It's awesome. Give money to Lucasfilm. There we go. I'm safe.
Fuck.
You're fucked.
If there's a Star Wars charity, what do you reckon they give to?
Ewoks. What's Star Wars
charity? Endangered Ewoks.
What would you rather have? Like Yoda, but he can't use force or anything. It's just like green wrinkly man.
Like a pet.
And he can talk.
He can talk. Yeah. Or an Ewok.
And he can jump around.
No,
it's old Yoda. Alright, old Yoda.
Old Yoda. No jumping. I said old Yoda. He can talk. He's fun. Ewok will kill me in my sleep.
It's not. Only if you give it a spin.
Have you seen it?
Look, it's got no claws. It might break my head.
And you're going to train it like a dog.
You take the Ewok to the vet to get his claws clipped.
That's a rabbit.
Yeah.
And, Jack, Ewok or R2-D2?
R2-D2.
Yeah, that's what I think.
R2-D2 or
C-3PO. R2-D2's got little rockets.
R2-D2. C-3PO.
He's just like, he is gagging
yeah.
it. He's definitely his own
little gagging. R2-D2's got little rockets.
Futurama when they
he's
say, the
boots.
Gayest robot in there.
He's got little rocket boots.
On his little hands.
On his little weird hands.
On his hands.
What do you prefer, right? R2-D2 when he's got his little front leg out. When he's rolling, or when he waddles.
Oh, waddle.
Yeah.
Hey, waddle is pretty
oh,
awesome.
Oh, no, what's the fucking
it's like a little penguin.
Sad noise?
He goes.
And then there's the scared one, which is just like.
When he like dies, he doesn't actually die.
He just gets like shot. He's like.
On the third one, when they're on the galactic space thing.
Third one.
Yeah. Revenge of the Sith.
Or Rise of the
Sith. When he flies out, going, and he fucking goes straight into a wall. The best scene in that film is when R2-D2 kills the two super battle droids.
Oh, yeah.
By spilling the oil everywhere. And then he sets it on fire by flying up.
Saddest moment in that film is, spoilers, when.
Haven't seen it.
When. Jango.
If you haven't, stop listening.
Is it Boba? Is Boba the dad? And Jango's
I don't know.
Jango's the dad.
It gets his head cut.
Jango gets head cut off by
his head.
Samuel Jackson
mysteriously goes one way, and his helmet goes another.
Samuel Jackson, the only black Jedi and the only Jedi with a purple lightsaber, so major segregation. Chops his head off.
And like basically the only black guy in there.
Lando's
there.
Lando's
there. Yeah,
black
but he steals Han Solo's clothes at the end.
He's
done it.
Yeah, but there can only in Star Wars there can only be ever one black guy in the whole universe. So as soon as Mace Windu dies,
Lando Calrissian rises from the ashes.
That's how Star Wars works.
Oh,
no, that, he has that purple crystal because it's more powerful than the red ones.
Yeah, but it's not really, is it? It's just
winking at me.
Shooting some knowledge your way.
You've got, like, spit on you.
He's getting excited about the podcast.
I love Star Wars. Where's the Segway, man?
I don't know.
It's like a Segway.
It's like a Segway. But you're allowed to drive them on the path.
Oh, look, you can
like, actually
you
got four wheels. You up. Get up and walk.
You got, no, because you've got four wheels up, but you have to keep in the road.
Yeah,
fucking
can't go jumping. You've got to learn to walk.
Should thou make a discovery most bizarre within thine parish?
Paris?
Who shall thee beckon? The eradicator of ghouls. What's that? Do you know what that means? Ghostbusters lyrics? Shakespeare eyes.
Who are you gonna call?
Eradicator of ghouls.
Why is that guy's wearing high vis now?
They're just pointing at stuff as well. They don't have an air.
Pointing at us.
As a C.
Hired pointers.
Look busy.
Just
look busy.
Oh, there's Empire stuff. Oh, there's the Empire stuff. 100 upvotes on that. Stephen Fry thing.
Oh,
and growing.
You've got 100
karma whore.
So I don't get karma. I've got one karma. How have I got one karma on my ring?
You've done nothing.
Did you post something?
No.
Did you post a comic?
No.
You might just have one karma when you start. It might be like a. You've joined Reddit. Have a karma.
Maybe. I don't get what it does. I don't see the point in it.
I don't know. I don't really get it. I just
no, the karma, can't do anything with karma.
Do you get, like followers on shows?
If you could, like, buy stuff...
It's like having a Facebook page that says, likes don't give you anything.
But do you not have that with your friends?
But you also have downvotes. If you get a Reddit thing, it's got minus downvotes.
Well, surely that's just anything that, like, on Space Dicks, or...
No, Space Dicks gets upvotes.
Why? Who the fuck wants to look at that shit?
George.
I had to cut off this.
Right, I was playing the quiz machine before you got there in the pub. And the only two questions he knew the answer to was, what is Elton John's real name? Which of these is a single by Wax?
Oh, no.
Two missions he knew.
Fucking hell. Fucking hell.
That's shocking.
Fuck.
That was really weird. We've been talking for, like, what, 25 minutes? And we haven't spoken about Inchkari once.
Who?
Who the fuck are they?
No one's going to want to listen to that.
No. No one else is obsessed as we are. You're all wearing Inchkari shit.
And you're wearing a system of thinking.
And I have a tattoo.
And again, another one tomorrow.
You haven't smoked today.
Hey, you're doing good.
Yeah. Hey, you're
you
look
you can't do
so
it when you're hungover, can you?
My voice.
Would you smoke if you had bags? Probably.
I'd have one, at least.
At least one.
Do you want to go bowling?
I love bowling.
Do you like bowling?
It's alright. It gets a bit boring. Like, there's no point. It's like Topgolf. No point really buying two games, but you feel a bit cheap.
In the second one, it's just
so expensive for nothing.
You're sort of not putting any effort into the role.
Well, like, doing like trick shots.
Right, and in the first game, you have to like little sides up. And everyone's like, yeah, bounce it off the side. Yeah, I got 100 points. And in the second,
we're like, let's take it down.
In the second game, you're like, oh, let's take it down. It's more fun. Everyone gets zero. You're fine. Oh, I hate this game.
Or you just fucking bounce it off the sides, and then you like you try and bounce it so it goes mental, yeah. And then you just break the sides.
Oh, no,
and then you have to call the guy over, and it was like he knows what you've been doing. He knows that you set out to break the side.
No,
you don't care, and you feel bad, and it's just awkward.
The following ones, right? The holes in the thing were a little bit too big, man. So we went it back and just let go, threw it behind me. It's like a pole. Just bent into this pole. I'm not good with...
Oh, I'm not
like the golf club guy.
Oh, fucking hell.
I'm not good.
Fucking hell.
I'm not good at holding on to sports equipment. That is why I played rugby. That's why I played rugby. The object of it is to get rid of it.
No, it's not.
No, it isn't. Over
the line. Golf and bowling.
You'd be good at Quidditch.
Golf and bowling. You've got to hold on to something and keep holding on to it. I can't do that. I have to go, yeah!
No, I was at bowling once.
Throw the golfing bat into the allotment. The
golfing bat.
Like when...
Copyright Top Gear.
No, I was at bowling once.
Nice.
When I was at like Cubs or Scouts or whatever.
Yeah.
And I went there. And you know you have to get bowling shoes, right? When we finished, I forgot to get my shoes back. So I stole a pair of bowling shoes.
And lost a pair of actual shoes.
And lost a pair of proper shoes. And I don't know what I did.
I remember that. You were wearing bowling shoes around for like a week.
I didn't have any money.
No, you actually wore them.
No, those bowling shoes. Like, oh yeah.
Boy, he's joking.
You're just walking around in bowling shoes.
You are such a dick.
Not only for like a day.
Why don't you go back?
No, I think I was planning on taking it back that day.
You liked them.
I liked them.
No, but I think I was just wearing them.
Well, they're the classic blue and red ones.
Yeah.
And he walked around outside of his house in
a... So everywhere you went, you could make a little clacking noise.
They're not tap shoes.
They made that noise, though, didn't they? Because they got like, the kind of weird kind of grips at the
bottom. Why did you have to have clacking
noise? I never understood.
They make clacking noise on the wood.
Yeah, why do you have to still make noise outside on, like, concrete?
Pull over, it's funny.
It's like a slapping noise, because it's so smooth, isn't
it? Yeah.
Slapping. I don't see the point in
it. Wait a little bit. No, no, yeah.
You know Next Gen Tactics?
Yeah.
The meat wagon. On his own channel, he just plays Minecraft on his own and uploads it, and it's like so standard. He's just building, mining, doing whatever. And I don't know, that's where I learned how to do Minecraft. I didn't just come out of nowhere with knowledge.
Yeah, you just like, you can hold down shift to stay on the block you're on. Yeah. Like,
that's like basic knowledge.
Mindfuck.
Minecraft fuck.
And he just talks. And it's, I don't know, it's like a podcast / gaming game video, but you just watch it, I don't know why.
It is interesting, he is funny. Like, dunno, you put like put it on and you don't actually watch what's going on, like you tab out and go on Reddit or whatever. And just listen to what they're talking about.
George,
like, you're not interested in getting like watching them fucking get six kills in search and destroy.
This is pointless. Yeah. This is kind of pointless, but like charitable Minecraft. George, you listen to the latest Crimson Kings. They talk about this guy in like the 1.7 update for Minecraft. If you went out like 12 million blocks, then like eventually the Minecraft just didn't understand how to make the world. So it just makes like a massive like Grand Canyon size hole in the game.
That's awesome.
It takes like 800 hours to walk it. There's a guy on YouTube who's walking it for charity. He's made like 15 grand for like charity, and every episode he walks like 2 Minecraft days and then stops and goes to bed. Like each episode he's just walking with like a dog and he hasn't died yet, and he just makes a little bed. Or he might go through the night, because is sleeping skip night in 1.7? He might just have loads of swords.
Yeah.
And then just walk along.
He wouldn't need he wouldn't need food.
And
like,
he's got a wolf.
There's no sprint either in 1.7.
No, he literally just walks. He's trying to get to, because you can type commands to get to there. They're called the Far Lands.
Yeah.
But he's just walking. It takes like 800 hours to walk. He's done like 150 episodes. He's like 12% of the way.
What is he? It must be quite an interesting person, because that's not something good.
Oh, it's charitable. Like, he's doing it for charity.
Yeah, but I don't care if it's for chat, it's boring, I'm not going to watch it.
You fucking heartless knob.
I'll give money to it, but
charity.
I won't watch it if it's boring.
I have to enjoy it.
No, I'll give money to it, but it's like saying...
Charity has to do something for me.
No.
Charity has for me to do something for them.
You've taken this completely out of context.
Charity
what
has
saying
to give me something
like
so
that,
I can give to
something
it.
Like that I'll give money to, but I'm not going to watch, like, 10 minutes of someone just walking in a straight line.
Well, you might zigzag every now and again.
He's got a dog. I mean, that might be interesting.
It's like basically your footballer, someone walking in a straight line, zigzagging a bit.
He must be so excited to finish and play proper Minecraft.
Yeah. He must have found some pretty cool shit, though. Like, a good, like, mountain ranges and stuff.
I wonder how many NPC villages he's come across.
Yeah. Well, there weren't any in 1.7.
No, there weren't, actually.
Not what happened in 1.7. 1.8 was a big one.
I can't remember if mine really.
Did you guys get it the second it came out?
No, I got it the second it came out.
When it was called, like, Cave Explorer or something. And you could actually...
Cave Explorer.
You couldn't
Is that what it was called?
Something like that, or...
Let's play Cave Explorer.
The Cave Game.
Don't say it like that.
That's what you say to your girlfriend.
Yeah.
No. To be fair, Minecraft is a pretty uninventive name.
Yeah. You mine and you craft. Pretty simple.
That's really uninventive.
It's telling you what's going on.
You put Call of Duty.
Yeah,
you're not calling
Call of Duty.
Yes, but it doesn't say shoot and... die.
Shoot, get annoyed, die. Shoot, get annoyed, die, leave.
Yeah.
Go on, Minecraft.
Regret buying.
Buy the day it comes out. Not play it again for the rest of your life.
Shall we wrap this up now? It doesn't mean we don't have to stop talking in real life.
Right,
that's it. We're going to sit in silence.
Should
we go get a slush puppy?
Yeah, I want a slush puppy.
We really need a piss first, though.
Well, where are you going to go?
Toilet, right?
Should we wrap this up and say goodbye to our viewer?
All right, well...
See you later, Connor.
Nathan, don't buy Diablo, you've got exams coming up. Right. From Nathan Baker, Connor Carroll.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Jack Houghton.
George Lloyd and Junior.
Fuck off!
Junior.
We bid you a safe and pleasant.
We should have probably done that at the start, because people are going to have no idea who's talking.
Right, everyone,
what.
Skip to the end of the podcast to find out.
No.
Why don't you just edit that? Just cut that. Put it at the beginning.
We're going to have to record an intro now. It's going to sound odd.
That's just going to be
everyone.
Right, it's slush puppy time.
Right,
bye.
Right,
bye.
Right,
bye.